Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Ein Dal, the fifth parak Hasochas Apoel. The Zichu Masechet Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Al Vashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Al Vashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Eil Asurin V'Osim V'Koshahu. The following items are prohibited and prohibit a mixture with even a minimal amount, meaning they're never nullified even among 1,000 permitted pieces. Yai Nesach, an idol, Oros Levuvim, heart-pierced animal skins, which was defined on Daf Lama Beis, Shohan Niskal, an ox sentenced to be stoned, and Egla Rufa, the birds brought by Metzora, a Nazir's hair, Peter Chamor, a firstborn male donkey, following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that is Asbahana, Basba Chalav, meat cooked with milk, the Sariya Mishtaleach, and Chuan animals, which were shechted in the Azara. The Gemara explains that this Tana requires two factors or something to prohibit a mixture with a kol shu. Number one, davar shebeminyan. It must be an item significant enough that it is counted individually rather than in groups. And number two, v'isurei hanah. And they must be items prohibited and benefit not just consumption. In contrast, a significant piece of nevela can be nullified among pieces of permitted meat, and an insignificant piece of chametz on Pesach, although prohibited in hanah, can also become batal. The Gemara notes that other items are included in the Mishnah's law and are recorded elsewhere. Point number two, in the next Mishnah, the Tanna Kamma rules that if Yai Nesach fell into a pit of wine, it is all forbidden in benefit. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Yemacher kula over to kochavim chutz midame Yai Nesach shabo. The entire mixture can be sold to an akum except for the Yai Nesach's value, meaning he can't charge for the Yai Nesach. Rav says the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a case of chavis b'chavios, a prohibited barrel which became mixed among permitted barrels. Rashi says he may arbitrarily throw one barrel into the river and then benefit from the rest. Aval lo yain b'yain, but we do not follow Rabbi Shimon in a case of prohibited wine which was mixed into permitted wine, where the entire mixture becomes prohibited. However, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, and others rule like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even in a case of yain b'yain. Rav Nachman said, halacha l'maisa, the practical halacha is that regarding known yain nesach, which was actually poured for idolatry, yain b'yain is completely forbidden, but regarding stam yain, ordinary wine of idolaters, prohibited without knowing if nisach took place, we are lenient even for yain b'yain. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Gaz shel evin shesafasa over kochavim, a stone wine press, which an idolater coated with pitch, in which wine was commonly added, menagva v'hi tahora. One dries it, and it is purified from forbidden wine. The Gemara explained it is dried, so to speak, with water and ash. Rebbe says a press made of wood can also be dried, but the Chamim say, yikuf es azefes. He must peel off the pitch coating, because the greater absorption in this thicker coating is not purified by drying. A brisa teaches the Rebbe agrees that kankanim, earthenware jugs of idolaters, are prohibited even if they were not coated. Instead, they must be filled and emptied 3 times over 3 days. The Gemara explains the reason. Zemach niso akium. This jug holds wine for long-term storage, and its wine absorption is not removed through drying alone. Rava notes nava artuchu. A wine press may be purified by scalding it by boiling water instead of removing the coating. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Eilu Asurin Ba'oshim Koshu. The following items are prohibited and prohibit a mixture with even a minimal amount, meaning they are never nullified even among 1,000 permitted pieces. Yai Nesach, an idol, Oros Levuvim, heart-pierced animal skins, which was defined on Daf Lama Beis, Shohan Niskal, an ox sentenced to be stoned, and Egla Rufa, the birds brought by Metzora, a Nazir's hair, Peter Chamor, a firstborn male donkey, following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that is Asbahana, Basba Chalav, meat cooked with milk, the Sariya Mishtaleach, and Chuan animals, which were shechted in the Azara. The Gemara explains that this Tana requires two factors or something to prohibit a mixture with a kol shu. Number one, davar shebeminyan. It must be an item significant enough that it is counted individually rather than in groups. And number two, v'isurei hanah. And they must be items prohibited and benefit not just consumption. In contrast, a significant piece of nevela can be nullified among pieces of permitted meat, and an insignificant piece of chametz on Pesach, although prohibited in hanah, can also become batal. The Gemara notes that other items are included in the Mishnah's law and are recorded elsewhere. Point number two, in the next Mishnah, the Tanna Kamma rules that if Yai Nesach fell into a pit of wine, it is all forbidden in benefit. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Yemacher kula over to kochavim chutz midame Yai Nesach shabo. The entire mixture can be sold to an akum except for the Yai Nesach's value, meaning he can't charge for the Yai Nesach. Rav says the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a case of chavis b'chavios, a prohibited barrel which became mixed among permitted barrels. Rashi says he may arbitrarily throw one barrel into the river and then benefit from the rest. Aval lo yain b'yain, but we do not follow Rabbi Shimon in a case of prohibited wine which was mixed into permitted wine, where the entire mixture becomes prohibited. However, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, and others rule like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even in a case of yain b'yain. Rav Nachman said, halacha l'maisa, the practical halacha is that regarding known yain nesach, which was actually poured for idolatry, yain b'yain is completely forbidden, but regarding stam yain, ordinary wine of idolaters, prohibited without knowing if nisach took place, we are lenient even for yain b'yain. And point number three, the next mission states, gaz shel evin shesefasa ovid kochavim, a stone wine press, which an idolater coated with pitch, in which wine was commonly added, menagva v'hi tahora, one dries it and it is purified from forbidden wine. The Gemara explained it is dried, so to speak, with water and ash. Rebbe says a press made of wood can also be dried, but the Chamim say yikuf es azefes, he must peel off the pitch coating because the greater absorption in this thicker coating is not purified by drying. A brisa teaches the Rebbe agrees that kankanim, earthenware jugs of idolaters, are prohibited even if they were not coated. Instead, they must be filled and emptied 3 times over 3 days. The Gemara explains the reason. Zemach niso akium. This jug holds wine for long-term storage, and its wine absorption is not removed through drying alone. Rava notes nava artuchu, a wine press may be purified by scalding it by boiling water instead of removing the coating. All right, so now we get our siman daf ein dalet, and our standard siman is an aid. A witness. So here goes. The witness who saw Ashor and Niskal enter a pen and get mixed in with the other oxen, making them all usser, was standing near another witness who testified that the wine cellar barrels containing one barrel of yain nesach can be sold to a goy minus the value of the yain nesach barrel, and got wet and dirty when a yid was drying a nearby stone wine press to kosher it. Once again, slow motion. The witness, that must run duff, ayin dalet, aid. The witness who saw Ashor and Niskal enter a pen and get mixed in with the other oxen, making them all usser, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Eil asurin b'osrim b'koshuhu. The following items are prohibited and prohibit a mixture with even a minimal amount, meaning they're never batal, even among 1,000 permitted pieces. Yain nesach, an idol, oros levuvim, heart-pierced animal skins, shor and niskal, an ox sentenced to be stoned, an egel roof of the birds brought by Matzora, a nazar's hair, Petr Chamor, a firstborn male donkey, following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that it is Aser Bahana, Basa Bachalav, meat cooked with milk, the Sira Mishtaleach, and Chun animals which were shechted in the Azara. So the witness who saw Ashor HaNiskal enter a pen and get mixed in with the other oxen, making them all Aser, was standing near another witness who testified that the wine cellar barrels containing one barrel of Yain Nesach can be sold to a goy, minus the value of the Yain Nesach barrel, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, the Tanna Kamma rules that if Yain Nesach fell into a pit of wine, it's all forbidden in benefit. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the entire mixture can be sold to an Akum except for the Yain Nesach's value, meaning he can't charge for the Yain Nesach. Rav says the halacha falls Rabbi Shimon Gamliel on a case of chavis b'chavios, a prohibited barrel which became mixed among permitted barrels. So the witness who saw Ashor HaNiskal enter a pen and get mixed in with other oxen, making them all Aser, was standing near a witness who testified that the wine cellar or barrels containing one barrel of Yain Nesach can be sold to a goy minus the value of the Yain Nesach barrel, and got wet and dirty when a yid was drying a nearby stone wine press to kasher. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Gashel Evin Shizvasav Ovid Kochavim, a stone wine press which an idolater coated with pitch, in which wine was commonly added, Menagva V'hi Tahora, one dries it and it is purified from forbidden wine. The Gemara explains it is dried with water and ash. Rebbe says a press made of wood can also be dried, but the Chamim say yikuf es azefes, he must peel off the pitch coating because the greater absorption in this thicker coating is not purified by drying. So once again, the witness who saw Ashor and Niskal enter a pen and get mixed in with other oxen, making them all usser, was standing near a witness who testified that the wine cellar of barrels containing one barrel of Yain Nesach can be sold to a goy minus the value of the Yain Nesach barrel, and got wet and dirty when a yid was drying a nearby stone wine press to kasher it. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara, daf ayin. So the simmer daf ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. After the eye doctor, that must be run daf ayin. After the eye doctor had his patient look at a picture of a Jew's inn and try to spot the idolater found sitting among the barrels of wine, which reminds us, the Gemara relates numerous incidents in which an Akum was found alone with the Jew's wine. Once in a Jew's inn which housed barrels of wine, an Akum was found sitting among the barrels. Rav ruled that im nitpas lav kagana, if he would be seized because of it as a thief, meaning he would have no excuse for touching the Jew's wine, the wine is permitted because his fear of being caught prevents him from doing nisach. If he would not be considered a thief for touching the wine, it's prohibited. So after the eye doctor had his patient look at a picture of a Jew's inn and try to spot the idolater found sitting among the barrels of wine, and then view a picture of a Jew standing outside the door where he kept his taharos and find the key he entrusted to an Am Haaretz, which reminds us, a Mishnah taught that if one gave his keys to an Am Haaretz, his tower items remain tower because he only entrusted him with guarding the key. Abai concluded if one's taharos remained tower, in such a case, is it not obviously so regarding Yain Nesach as well? The Gemara infers from Abai's language that taharos are stricter than Yain Nesach. So after the eye doctor had his patient look at a picture of a Jew's inn and try to spot the idolater found sitting among the barrels of wine, and then view a picture of a Jew standing outside the door where he kept his taharos and find the key he entrusted to an Am Haaretz, he tested him by looking at a picture of a legion of soldiers entering a city during peacetime and count the open barrels of wine that became Yain Nesach, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Boleshes Shenichnasa Le'ir, if a legion of soldiers entered a city, B'Shah Shalom, if it was during peacetime, the open barrels are prohibited and the sealed ones are permitted. Since it was peacetime, they had time to perform Nisach with wine from the open barrels. The sealed barrels were presumably not open since soldiers would not bother to reseal barrels. B'Shah Smilchama, however, if they came during wartime, both types of barrels are permitted, Levi She'en Panay L'Nasach, because there's no time during a war to make libations. Daf ein av. So the simon daf ein av is a donkey because donkeys go e-aw. So here goes. When the man giving donkey rides, that must mean daf ein av, e-aw. When the man giving donkey rides told the goy, go and satisfy my tax to the king so I can give my donkey rides and I will pay you back. Which reminds us, Rav said it's permitted for a Jew to tell an idolater, go and satisfy the king's tax for me, which I'll reimburse. Although the Akum may pay with Yain Nesach, since he could pay with money, he's not acting as a Jew shaliach if he chooses to pay with Yain Nesach. So when the man giving donkey rides told the goy, go and satisfy my tax to the king, so I can give my donkey rides, and I'll pay you back, the goy did meshicha on some Yain Nesach to pay the tax, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas, whether meshicha is kona by Ovid Kochavim. So when the man giving donkey rides told the goy, go and satisfy my tax to the king, so I can give my donkey rides, and I'll pay you back, the goy did meshicha on some Yain Nesach to pay the tax, but then got into trouble when he stole less than a shava prutim from a yid, rendering himself Chai Misa, which reminds us, Ravina brought proof that Mashiach is Kona for an Akum from Rabbi Yochanan's ruling. Ben Noach Nerag al Pachas Meshava Pruta. A Ben Noach is executed for stealing from a Jew something worth less than a Pruta's value, and the stolen item is not subject to being returned. Although this amount is insignificant for a Jew, it's significant for a Gentile and sufficient to incur the Ben Noach's death penalty for stealing. Still, because the Jew is Mocho, the small loss, the Ben Noach need not return it. If Mashiach would not acquire for an Akum, why is he killed for stealing if he did not acquire the stolen item? Dafayim Beis. So the Simur Dafayim Beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The caterer who told the customer that if I ever sell this delicious cake, that must be on Dafayim Beis, thick piece of cake. The caterer who told the customer that if I ever sell this delicious cake, I'll sell it to you, and then sold it to someone else, which reminds us, once a man told someone, if I ever sell this field, I'll sell it to you, and made a kinyan on this guarantee. Later, he sold it to someone else. Rav Yosef said, kana kama, the first one acquires a field because of their agreement. Abai objected, but he didn't set a price for the sale, so the guarantee isn't effective, meaning the buyer was not fully committed since the seller can ask an exorbitant price. So the caterer who told his customer that if I ever sell this delicious cake, I'll sell it to you, and then sold it to someone else, had his Jewish employee pour wine for idolaters and spurts, because he held Nitzach Chibur regarding Yain Nesach, which reminds us, Rav Chista advised Jewish wine sellers to pour for idolaters and spurts to avoid prohibiting their own wine, because he held Nitzach Chibur regarding Yain Nesach. So the caterer who told the customer that if I ever sell this delicious cake, I'll sell it to you, and then sold it to someone else, had his Jewish employee pour wine for idolaters and spirits because he held Nitzach Chibur regarding Yain Nesach, but failed to stop his non-Jewish employee from pouring wine from a barrel into a wine pit, where the flow descending from the barrel's edge and downward became forbidden due to the employee's koach, which reminds us, wine poured with the koach of an akum only prohibits what comes out of the barrel. Since wine moved by an akum's force is prohibited only rabbinically, wine which went outside the barrel, the rabbis decreed to prohibit, but regarding that which remained inside the barrel, the rabbis did not decree to prohibit it. Daf Ein Gimel. So the Simur Daf Ein Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. At the Yain Nesach experiment conducted in giant eggshells? That must run on Daf Ein Gimel, giant ostrich eggs. At the Yain Nesach experiment conducted in giant eggshells, one man spilled wine slowly into Yain Nesach, watching each drop become batel as it fell in, which reminds us, if one pours wine into Yain Nesach even for the entire day, so the wine is eventually far more than a 60th of the total, Rishon Batel, every first drop of wine is nullified as it falls in, so the wine remains forbidden. So at the Yain Nesach experiment conducted in giant eggshells, one man spilled wine slowly into Yain Nesach, watching each drop become batel as it fell in, while another was amazed that water in a mixture can be mevatel the Yain Nesach, which reminds us, Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that if Yain Nesach fell into a pit of wine, the Nafusham Kiton Shemaim, and a flask of water also fell in. Roin is a heter ki o eino. We view the permitted wine as if it were not there, Vashar Main Rabin Olavu Mevatunoso. And as for the remaining prohibited wine, the water overcomes it and nullifies it. So at the Yain Nesach experiment conducted in giant eggshells, one man spilled wine slowly into Yain Nesach, watching each drop become batel as it fell in, while another was amazed that water in a mixture can be mevatel the Yain Nesach, and a third was trying to determine how much wine is needed to be nos and tam into an eggshell full of water, which reminds the Gemara brings a malachos whether min b'mino is prohibited with a mashu or benos and tam, and we learn that min b'she'eno mino is benos and tam. All right, so now it's time to cuckoo with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss Ben Noach, who steals less than a shava pruta? That's on daf Ein Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss whether Nitzok Chibur regarding Yain Nesach? That's on daf Ein Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss the din of nos and tum of gum in a case where a mouse fell into some beer? That's on daf Samaches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss kushering a gus, a wine press, through the process of drying it with water and ash? That's on daf Ein Dalad. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if an akum was found sitting among the barrels of wine in a Jew's inn? That's on daf Ein. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that wine poured with the koach of an akum only prohibits what comes out of the barrel? That's on daf Ein Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss selling wine into which Yain Nesach was mixed, except for the Yain Nesach's value? That's on daf Ein Dalad. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss leaving tahor foods with an Amah Arts and the fact that they're not particular about their friends touching the owner's taharos? That's on daf Samachtes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn the list of things which are forbidden and are osrim b'koshu, such as ashor and niskal? That's on daf Ein Dalad. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that rishon batel? That's on daf Ein Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.